Time Warner Audiobooks presents Rich Dad's Prophecy, why the biggest stock market crash in history is still coming, and how you can prepare yourself and profit from it. Written by Robert T. Kiyosaki with Sharon L. Lecter, CPA, and read by Jim Ward, with a special introduction by Robert T. Kiyosaki.
One of my rich dad's favorite stories was the story of Noah and the Ark. He used to say to his son and me, "Can you imagine how much courage Noah had to have to go home to his wife and family and say, 'God told me to build an ark'?" And his wife and kids would say, "Why an ark?" And Noah said, "Because God told me there's going to be this massive rainstorm and a flood, and I need to build this ark. If we don't build this ark, we're not going to survive." And his wife and family then said, "But Noah, we live in the middle of a desert. It doesn't even rain out here." The reason Rich Dad told me that story was it was important for business people and all people today to have vision. This book is about preparing for the future. This book is about a law that was passed in America in 1974. This book, Rich Dad's Prophecy, is not about Rich Dad being a prophet, but how he trained his son and me to look into the future and take action today to prepare for it. In 1974, President Gerald Ford signed into law ERISA, E-R-I-S-A, which stood for Employment Retirement Income Security Act, or commonly known today as a 401k in America. This act was also adopted by different countries, modified for their own particular situation. For example, in Australia, they have a superannuation which is similar to our 401k. In Canada, it's called an RRSP. In Singapore, it's called a CPF, or a Central Provident Fund. And in Japan, it's also called a 401k. This book, Rich Dad's Prophecy, is about the flaw in the law. This flaw will lead to one of the greatest stock market crashes in history. A stock market crash is still coming. The problem is, around 2012, as millions of people begin to find out that the market may not go up, there may be a stampede out of the market. And that's why I'm saying this 1974 act may cause one of the biggest stock market crashes in history. The crash will be caused simply because people will panic and start pulling their money out of the market early. The other problem I see with the 1974 act is that it put most people into mutual funds. Since most people are not professional investors, that's where they put their money because that's where the financial advisors told them to put their money into. Mutual funds as a whole do well when the market goes up. The problem is, when markets go down, most mutual funds lose everything they've gained. That's the problem with the ERISA Act. Not only is there a flaw in the law which requires people to withdraw, is that the investment vehicle they put them in, mutual funds, do not do well in bear markets. Soon after the stock market crash of 2000, the world began hearing about the scandals of Enron, Arthur Andersen, WorldCom, and even celebrities, famous celebrities, being accused of insider trading. Rich Dad's Prophecy is about something far more important or far more sinister than just simple stock market crashes. As a student of economic history, there have always been booms and busts in the stock market. And after every boom, there's always a bust. And what always happens after the bust is sometimes the heroes during the booms become the villains in the bust. There was Michael Milken, the junk bond king, who was the hero prior to the 87 crash, and after the crash, he became the villain. He became such a villain that the angry mobs said, "Send him to jail," and he went to jail. The flaw in the 1974 ERISA Act is that a person with a 401k, by law, must begin withdrawing retirement savings at age 70 and a half. And that was because the Internal Revenue Service wanted to have their pound of flesh. In other words, employees put their money into a 401k tax-deferred, not tax-free, but tax-deferred. Because the taxes were deferred, in other words, the IRS had not collected it, the Internal Revenue Service said to Congress, "We want to tax that income at a later date." The flaw in the law is that at age 70 and a half, a person with a 401k or such plans must begin to withdraw that money. As a professional investor, the problem with that is I know that markets go up only when people are adding money to the market. Markets come down when people begin to pull out. That means in the year 2016, the baby boom generation will begin to retire. In other words, at 2016, the first of one of the largest population bubbles in history will be required to begin withdrawing their money from their retirement plan. In the year 2016, 700,000 baby boomers in America turned 70 and a half. That means there's a potential of 700,000 people starting to pull money out at a slow basis. The next year, there'll be another 700,000 people pulling their money out, and so on in the years to follow. What that means is all the people putting money into the market, they will not get the gains they want simply because there's more people pulling out. So the question is, will you have a better vision of the future? But more importantly, will you have the courage to build your own ark, a financial ark that will do well regardless of if Rich Dad's prophecy is right or is wrong, an ark that will prepare your family for the future regardless if there is a boom or a bust? The story of Noah and the ark is a great story of a great prophet, prophet with tremendous vision, faith, and courage. This program will not teach you to be a prophet, but I believe it will give you great faith that a brighter financial future is available to you and your loved ones, regardless if the biggest stock market crash in history does or does not occur.